Welcome to our blog about carpet repair in West End. Here, you can find helpful information and tips on how to maintain your carpets and keep them looking like new ones. We'll discuss the different types of repair services available, how to choose a reputable professional for your job, and what steps you should take when repairing or replacing your carpets. We'll also provide helpful advice on cleaning and caring for your carpets to keep them looking great. Thanks for visiting. We hope you find our blog informative and helpful. The importance of maintaining and repairing carpets in the West End area. Maintaining and repairing carpets in the West End area is essential for several reasons. Firstly, carpets are a significant investment for any property owner, and proper maintenance and repair can help prolong their lifespan and save money in the long run. Secondly, carpets act as a filter for indoor air quality, trapping dust, dirt, and allergens. When carpets are not properly maintained, they can become a breeding ground for bacteria and other harmful microorganisms, which can be detrimental to the health of the occupants of the property. Another important reason to maintain and repair carpets in the West End area is that they play a significant role in the overall aesthetic of a property. Carpets that are stained, worn, or have holes can give a property a rundown and unkempt appearance, which can negatively impact the property's value and curb appeal. Moreover, in West End, carpets are an integral part of the interior design, and they can be an eyesore when it is not properly maintained. It can also give a bad impression to potential buyers or renters, which can be detrimental for real estate agents, landlords, and property managers. Common carpet repairs in West End. There are several common types of carpet repairs that are needed in the West End area. Some of the most common include patching. This type of repair is typically done when a small area of the carpet is damaged, such as a burn or a small tear. The damaged area is cut out, and a patch of carpet is inserted in its place, which is then seamed or glued in place. Restretching. Over time, carpets can become loose or wrinkled, which can be a tripping hazard. Restretching is the process of tightening the carpet by pulling it taut and resecuring it to the tack strip around the perimeter of the room. Redyeing. When carpets become stained or faded, redyeing can restore their original color. This process involves applying a new dye to the carpet fibers, which can also be used to change the color of the carpet. Berber repair. Berber carpets are known for their unique loops and knots, and when they get damaged, it requires a special repair technique. A professional technician will carefully match the yarn and re-knot the damaged area, making it almost impossible to tell that the repair was ever done. Seam repair. Carpets are often seamed together in larger rooms, hallways, and staircases. Over time, the seams can become loose or damaged, which can cause the carpet to bunch or ripple. Seam repair involves regluing or reseaming the carpet to restore its smooth appearance. It's important to address these types of repairs as soon as they are noticed to prevent further damage and to maintain the overall appearance and value of the property. It's recommended to hire a professional carpet repair technician who is well-versed in different types of repair techniques and who can provide a warranty on the work. Choosing a carpet repair professional in West End. Choosing a reputable and experienced carpet repair professional in the West End area is essential for ensuring that your carpets are repaired properly and to your satisfaction. Here are some tips to help you find a reputable carpet repair professional. Check online reviews. One of the best ways to find a reputable professional is to read reviews from other customers. Look for reviews on sites such as Google, Yelp, and Angie's List. Ask for references. A reputable professional should be able to provide you with a list of references from previous customers. Contact these references and ask about their experience with the professional, including the quality of their work and their level of customer service. Check for certifications. Look for a professional who is certified by organizations such as the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning and Restoration Certification, ICRC, or the Carpet and Rug Institute, CRI. These certifications indicate that the professional has undergone training and has the skills and knowledge to perform high-quality repairs. Look for a warranty. A reputable professional should be able to provide you with a warranty on their work. This will give you peace of mind knowing that if any issues arise with a repair, the professional will fix it without any additional cost. Insurance. A professional should have liability insurance to cover any damage done to your property during the repair process. By following these tips, you can be confident that you are choosing a reputable and experienced professional who will provide you with high-quality carpet repair services in the West End area. DIY Carpet Repair in West End. DIY carpet repair can be a cost-effective and rewarding way to maintain the appearance and longevity of your carpets. With a few simple tools and some basic knowledge, you can easily tackle many common carpet repairs in your West End home. This table gives you a general idea of the types of repairs that can be done by yourself, the tools required, and the general description of the task. Remember that if you are unsure about a repair, it's best to consult with a professional before proceeding. Table of DIY Carpet Repair in West End. DIY carpet repair can be a cost-effective and rewarding way to maintain the appearance and longevity of your carpets. By addressing common carpet repairs such as patching, stain removal, restretching, seaming or gluing down, and re-dyeing, you can save money and prolong the lifespan of your carpets. However, it is important to note that some repairs may require the skills and expertise of a professional. If you are unsure about a repair or if the damage is extensive, it is recommended to consult with a professional before proceeding. In conclusion, maintaining and repairing carpets in the West End area is essential in order to prolong their lifespan and save money in the long run. The blog post discussed the importance of addressing carpet issues as soon as they arise and provided a list of common DIY carpet repairs that homeowners can tackle themselves. These repairs include patching small tears or burns, removing stains, restretching loose carpets, seaming or gluing down loose edges, and re-dyeing faded or stained areas. The post also provides a list of tools needed for each repair. It is important to note that while DIY repairs can be a cost-effective solution, some repairs may require the skills and expertise of a professional. If you are unsure about a repair or if the damage is extensive, it is recommended to consult with a professional before proceeding.